Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello all.
And welcome to this 14th episode of Raw Talks podcast. Today we're going to talk all things TRE. And for the people who don't know what TRE is, we will dive right in. So TRE stands for Tension and Trauma Release Exercises. And it's a built-in tool that we all have in our nervous system that is releasing unfinished stress responses from the body. But that might sound a little bit vague. So, like, sounds good, but what is it? So Simba is now becoming the teacher trainer for TRE globally certified. So we will start to host our own programs and stuff. So we are using TRE on all levels. So yeah, let's dive right in. What would you say that TRE is, Simba?
Yeah, so like you said, TRE stands for Tension and Trauma Releasing Exercises. And it's founded by Dr. David Barcelli, who is a PhD in trauma therapy. He is a sociologist, and he has traveled, worked with humanitarian projects all over the world. And one of his passions was really to study people, and specifically what people do under stress, himself included. So he was working in a lot of different war-torn countries, helping the civilians that got affected by when there's bomb raids, when there's active war zones, civilians get affected because roads get cut off. They have to run into bunkers when there's bomb planes that comes and drop bombs. So he was working close to the civilian in these areas, and he went into bunkers with the civilians during the bomb raids. And what he noticed sitting in these bunkers were that when people were faced with that amount of stress, you can imagine, right? You have to run out of your home, and you have all of that stress. Every time there were a loud sound, you know, the walls and the roof would shake, and everyone would go into fetal position, right? And he started to notice that everyone does this, regardless of skin color, age, religious beliefs. Everyone did it instantly. And he also noticed that the children and the animal that they brought with them down into the bunkers, they were shaking the whole time. And after the bomb raid had passed, the children and the animal were very unaffected, right? So he kind of put these two findings together and went, we have something in ourselves that can shake to release tension and stress. We have a fetal mechanism that happens when there is a lot of stress. So he started to ask the other adults in the bunkers after, like, why didn't you shake? And they were like, no, we want to look strong, you know, we don't want to look weak in front of the children or the other adults. So then he started going, okay, so we have a natural mechanism. We have socially overridden this mechanism because we have a stigma about how it looks. So he went back to the US where he comes from and started studying everything within these fields, biology, psychology, neurology, and he founded 7 exercises to initiate this tremoring mechanism that we all have inside of us, but that most of us have kind of let go of or suppressed. And you've probably seen it in school, right? Like someone flicking a pen or doing something, or the foot going. So that's a mechanism we have naturally inside of us, but we're usually conditioned and even punished not to do this, because all forms of shaking and tremors, people kind of see as pathological tremors, you know, like Parkinsonian tremors, or that it comes from disease, but that's not true. There are tremors that come from that background. What we found was we have this innate tremoring mechanism in us that doesn't come from disease, and that actually releases stress and tension that we carry with us in our nervous system. So these 7 exercises, together with understanding of the polyvagal theory of the autonomic nervous system, kind of founds the way to work with the TRE system as a way of releasing stress and tension from your body.
Yeah, I mean, for me, because I used to have a dog when I used to live in Sweden, and she was very afraid of fireworks and champagne bottles or champagne corks, anything that came off with the, she started hyperventilating and she started to tremor. And what I did was that I tried to stop the tremors, but what I understood was that I intuitively tried to make her feel safe, and then after a while it stopped. So what I'm realizing now is that I have that mechanism in myself as well, and that the tremors is a way for the dog to release the trauma or the unfinished stress response that comes from an experienced threat, not feeling safe. And what I find is so interesting with this is that with TRE is that Vercelli decided to create a healing tool out of it that you use in a safe environment, that you can use to activate these mechanisms so the body can start to release the unfinished stress responses without even experiencing or re-traumatizing the body at all. It's like a non-verbal thing. It's like you don't even need to know if you have trauma. You don't even have to talk about it. You don't have to do anything. You just, you know, activate this in the body and the body will take care of it. It's so cool.
Really powerful. And I mean, that's really one of the founders' vision for Thierry was traveling in all these places, and he realized, wow, there's probably around 70% of the world population that either can't afford or don't have a therapist or equivalent in their proximity, right? So he really designed this as a tool that after 4, 5, 6 times, depending on your nervous system, you can use it for yourself and continue to work with yourself. And you don't need a therapeutic intervention, like you said. You don't need to talk about it. You don't need to go back to a memory. You don't need to go into an emotion. Many times you don't even know exactly what it is that the body is releasing, but that's because you don't need a story, because it works with your autonomic nervous system through your brainstem. So you don't need all of those emotions. It's a very fast and practical way. That's why we call it the practical approach to inner peace, because it's a way of really letting your body do what it does. When something happens that is traumatic in nature, it's not the trauma that affects us. It is what happened inside of us due to what happened to us, right? So something happens to you, and the response that happens inside of your body will either create a trauma or an effect of this. And what TRE is, going into your body and allowing your body to dissolve it, because it happened in your body probably without your conscious awareness. So you go going back into the body and let the body handle it. And that is what is so cool, because it's a very, very practical approach. And a lot of people might not, you know, be in contact with their emotions, want to talk about different things, and you don't have to. You really don't have to, and you will still get the benefits. But you can also use it adjunct to talking therapy if you want that as well. And that's an amazing combination.
Yeah.
You can also use it standalone, right? So it's a very, very versatile tool.
I mean, what we are noticing with trauma and different kind of, I mean, for me, if you have any kind of negative patterns, behaviors, things that you do, like, oh, why do I keep doing this? You know, like, all of that comes from something that is unprocessed, and that we have created a behavior to cope with that. So we all have different levels of trauma. We're very few people are walking around the planet like super, like pure and never do any, you know, like we all have different things, you know, but we all have also different grades of it.
Especially after the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
If you're not traumatized by then, well, good luck. You're probably not going to be in the rest of your life.
Exactly. But what I see is that the nervous system is like the root thing for all of, like, it's like the activation in the nervous system is, and the unfinished stress responses that is still there, and it's trying to find its way out. Is creating all of these habits and coping mechanisms that some people call addictions, and or we're doing different things. It comes out as different symptoms, but it can also, I mean, addiction is just one way that the body is creating a symptom. It can be pain, it can be it can be all kinds of stuff, different diseases or all of it. And what I see is that the TRE is one of the more deeper things that we've experienced that is helping the body to finish these unfinished stress responses. And then we combine it with other different tools that is helping, like the cognitive behavior or the mindset or the attitude or the belief system or, you know, because what happens is that we usually these patterns start at a very young age. And then as a coping mechanism, we develop almost something that is from the outside looks like personal traits. But what it is just a way to deal with the world. And like we've been talking about people pleasing and fawning. I mean, that's a nervous system response to some and a behavior that goes like together. And we need to work with the behavior as much as we need to work with the nervous system. So it's a perfect tool to combine with other things. And that's also one of the main, intentions with TRE, that it is so adaptable to other tools and practices.
Yeah, and that's really why we love it so much, because when you look at what TRE works with is the autonomic nervous system, right? So it's an automated nervous system, like heart rates, your breathing, temperature, basic metabolism, you know, all of these automated functions that you don't have to think about, right? Mm. So it keeps you alive automatically, right? It has an automated system for it. But it also works with mobilizing energy to either fight off something that is threatening to you or flee away from it, right? So it kind of keeps us safe without your conscious awareness. It will go in and mobilize energy. If something happened that's really stressful in life or we're really threatened, chances are you start to feel your blood rushing and you start to feel your hands shaking, adrenaline coming out. So that's, you know, going into the sympathetic nervous system, starting to release adrenaline. And this many times happens without your conscious awareness, right? So what we can do with the TRE is that you can start to learn what are the signs of that I'm feeling threatened, you know, not just the ego mind or the physical body. What is the signs that the nervous system is feeling threatened without my conscious awareness? How do I notice it? And different ways to start to ground yourself early, so it doesn't have to be this whole roller coaster where I kind of wind up in an argument with someone where I get really angry and triggered, and just like a dream, right? I didn't know how I got here and I'm in this full-blown conflict with someone and I don't know what happened because something just responded in me, probably due to something that I couldn't resolve in the past, right? Yeah. Something that usually happened in the past and we weren't able to stand up for ourselves, speak up for ourselves. And then all that energy stuck in the nervous system and it's just looking for a way to get discharged. Mm-hmm. And it's looking for a way to get discharged to the point that your body will look for a similar situation, right? Your body will be pulling you into a similar situation, a similar relationship, similar job, similar friendship, financial situation, health, whatever it is. So your autonomic nervous system is trying to recreate a scenario that's similar to what it couldn't overcome in the past to get this energy out.
Yeah.
While that might sound good,
it is good if you can see what you're doing.
It can be dangerous, right?
It can be very dangerous.
Handle it, but the problem is people usually go in with their ego mind and see it as self-sabotage or procrastination or all these kind of other things, and don't realize it's usually trauma responses.
Yeah.
So long story short, what TRE really does, it's a safe way to let you discharge this energy without having to go into the situations again. So you don't have to look at the behavior necessarily or the pattern. You can do that as a way of continuing your grounding outside of the TRE sessions and inside of the TRE sessions too, right? You notice early signs of what we call activation in your nervous system, that you're starting to feel the adrenaline, you're starting to feel triggered by something, and you can do something. So you teach your brain and nervous system, ah, I don't have to go into this loop again. Yeah. I can actually do something else to get the energy out. And then as you learn how to do that in a TRE session, that usually starts to play out in other areas of your life too. And that's why it's very practical, because it really teaches us what to do with all of these undischarged energy from all the situations that I kind of just described. So it really teaches you how to let that out of your autonomic nervous system, which helps your body to be in a safe environment and not in a survival state. Then digestion works better. Cortisol levels usually go down, which means that injury starts to heal. I'm not saying it's going to make you lose weight, but it's going to give you a better platform, a baseline to do anything you want, because you're safe. And when you're safe, then you can start to change something, and I can add something, I can remove something. But if I'm in a fictive or a real dangerous situation, no chance that your body's going to let something go. It's going to work towards survival at all costs. So this is really one of the gifts that I feel theory can give you. It's awareness, grounding, really befriend yourself and discharge this energy so your body can heal on a very, very deep level. And you don't have to go into the story. You don't have to go into the emotions of the story.
Yeah, because the activation in the nervous system is what is creating emotions such as fear, anger, panic attacks, anxiety, and also that is the underlying energy that is causing all kinds of different negative patterns and behaviors. And you said like procrastination, self-sabotage. I mean, all of those are a response to a body that doesn't know how to deal with the underlying stress responses. So that is a coping mechanism. So that we all understand that it's the nervous system that is creating all of these sensations that we don't know how to deal with, because we were raised in a way where nobody knew, our parents didn't know how it works. It's not available to us in when we grow up. It's like, oh yeah, this is a nervous system response, and you can heal that by feeling it and letting it out in this way and da 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 and whatnot. So we have to teach ourselves how to do that. And we've spent the last 6-7 years finding the most powerful healing tools available. And here in Chiang Mai, it's like everything is here. It's like an absolute healing vortex. People are flying in from all around the world to come to Chiang Mai. You know, every healing modality on earth is like available here in different shapes and forms and qualities. And, you know, like everything from super. So TRE is like, there's nothing woo-woo about TRE. TRE is absolutely 100% science-based. There's nothing strange going on about it. And then on the other hand, in Chiang Mai, you have everything that is like super woo-woo. And TRE is one of the most powerful tools that we have come across. And that's why we choose to, it's the first pillar in our Living with the Spirit Academy that we are launching now, as you are becoming the globally certified TRE teacher trainer, because since we devoted, I mean, all our time and effort and energy and everything to unlock these healing mechanisms, and we realized pretty soon that the nervous system is the base of all of it, and then everything else is like supporting that. So that's why we chose to do this training first. And because if you bypass the nervous system, I mean, then you can just, you will get to a certain point, but not any further, to say. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's definitely how we use it too, right? We use it as a standalone modality for people to befriend their own nervous system, figure out what the autonomic nervous system is about. And it's really a way of empowering yourself, right? Because we have so much
Oh,
stigma
yeah.
and self-talk and blame because, oh, why I'm so different. You know, me and my friend, we were in the same situation and he was fine and I was not. Why is that? Da, 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 all the stories. And this really just gives like an objective way of looking at why things happens to us and inside of us and responses to what happened around us. So we really use it as a way for people to get to know themselves, the nervous system. It's a baseline for everything, right? So even if you go in and do other practices that has nothing to do with TRE, just knowing the grounding and having gone through that process of having a few sessions guided or even done the program, right? Becoming a provider or even done the first step, which is a self-help module, then you will be much better equipped to continue to deepen your own practice. And it's really about that going inside, but not disappearing inside. Like I'm inside myself, what's happening from my skin within, you know, all the breathing, thoughts, emotions, and I'm aware of what's happening from the outside, which I usually say from the skin without at the same time. Because many practices are 100% what's going on around me, or I'm completely inside of myself and I have no real connection. So TRE really teaches us to work with both. And that's why we find it as a very good baseline for anything else that we do. And we use it as a standalone tool. We use it together with different kind of therapeutic models that we have. I've used it a lot for healing chronic pain, which I don't really believe in, but I use it because it's a public term that people know, right? But to heal injuries, pains, imbalances, and really get to know different areas of your body and finding peace, right? If I had this tension here, you know, that means something because the body's holding on to something that the mind is probably not remembering. So through releasing all of that tension and stress, I can usually let that energy go. So we do use it standalone. We use it adjunct to other tools. We train people as we're starting now, training people also to become providers to spread this
Yeah.
out in the world, because we do believe it's very needed now more than ever for people not to go into polarization and blame and judge and attack each other, but to really kind of see what's really going on. If I'm getting triggered, if someone is doing something, so you have a more neutral way of looking at interactions, interpersonal reactions and responses and relationships and communications. And that's not taking anything away from anyone. It's not, rather adding to it, right? That maybe this is a traumatized nervous system that is saying certain things to me to get a response, because that's what happens. It's like I call it, when I teach clients, I call it like a trauma tennis game, right? And it might sound a little bit funny, but it's just use an analogy. I'm not aware of my trauma. Maybe you're not aware of your trauma, and my trauma just
It's
and sends
just
a trigger
feeding into each
to.
other.
Yeah, and it just goes on and on and on. And this really teaches you to kind of like, whoa, okay, I'm going to step back what I can do and take full my power back, my personal power back, and empower myself to do something new, to do something different, because I want to feel better. Not that I'm doing something bad, not that I need to do something better. I just want something different in my life, and then something needs to change, right? And I choose to do so because now I have the tool, the resources, and awareness. And as you feel safe inside of you and start to do that, we are really wired as human beings that when someone feels safe, I can feel it, and then I will feel less. Then I will feel less unsafe. I won't feel as triggered, right? If someone starts to feel safe in themselves, just by you doing the work, you're actually going to help the people around you. And that's not just the mindset. That's really like your neurons, your nerve bodies has an aspect called mirror neurons. So it mirrors the nervous system of someone else. So just being in the proximity of someone that's calm, safe within themselves is going to make you feel the same way too. And that's why we really like holy, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's such a powerful
spreading
tool.
This to large population, like large quantities of the population, imagine the effect it will give, you know. And that's why we're really passionate about sharing it, because it is a big shift.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways of using the, I mean, there's so many different ways of using the TRE. You can do it for your own personal healing, and you can also use it to heal others to as a provider. So if you are interested in starting with TRE by yourself, then I highly recommend to join the module one. Module one is obviously the first module in first one out of three in the year-long provider training. But the module one you can join as a standalone experience. You don't have to continue with the whole program if you're not interested in that. If you just want to learn for your own healing and to get started with using the practice for yourself, because as Simba mentioned in the beginning, TRE is not only just activating the mechanism, shake a little bit and then go home. It's also activating the nervous system in a way that it could be. So what happens in TRE is exactly what happens in real life. And that's what you shared a little bit in the beginning, that half of the TRE is about releasing the stress, the actual unfinished stress responses. And half of it is understanding myself, like you mentioned, what's going on, how do I react to different things, and what can I do about it? Because people, and myself included, I was, for lack of better wording, I was slave under my own circumstances. I went into emotional upheavals way too much than was necessary, because I had no understanding of the nervous system and my nervous system. Like, what's happening here? So all of these emotional responses that we have in different situations, like just being very upset by driving a car, it's a nervous system activation that is causing a lot of, I mean, it's very unpleasant, or anger issues or whatever. So it's about, how is my nervous system responding to my life situation or the things that I experience? So for me, it's like learning both of these things. So we have three options with the TRE. Either you work with us and we help you and we guide you and we show you what's going on, like a client healer relationship. Or the second one is that you learn for yourself by joining module one, and you get the knowledge, like, how does the nervous system work? How does it work for me? And like, really deep dive. It's a weekend, it's online, and you learn about you and you do the TRE for yourself. And then after that, you know enough to get started by yourself and do your own practice and incorporate it a couple of times a week to effectively start to lower the stress and the tension in the body. And the third option is to become the teacher trainer and help other people and incorporate it with your healing toolbox or whatever you're doing. So those are the three.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you can approach it any way you want. Like Sarah said, you can either work and have it as a way of just experiencing the tool yourself. And what I really like about both teaching the module one and also my own experience of it is that it's 2 days and it's semi-long days, but we really create a bubble. We really immerse ourselves in a bubble that is grounded. So you spend a lot of time in that grounded energy, absorbing information in that energy and practice different tools to regulate your nervous system. right? And if it sounds strange with energy, just activation, you downregulate your nervous system, you calm yourself down among other people that are calm too. So collectively that helps to calm yourself down. So you get a very strong experience of how it can feel when you're, like Sarah said, don't feel triggered like that, or don't have people around you that are triggered and very activated like that. It really gives you like a image of what you can do once you go deep into the grounding work. And even people that I have worked with, taught TRE for more than a year in one-on-one session settings, they said, wow, I really understand it now. And I believe that is because they had awareness due to the container we create in this two-day setting to really lower the activity in the nervous system so I can absorb information and I can practically apply it and I can understand, ah, this pattern behavior of mine is because, and now I see, wow. And that's just, you know, that alone, those 2 days, you don't have to continue the program, but it will give you so much information that you can continue to work with for your own personal growth. And it really, it's a very good start to start practice theory. And then if you want to do the full program, it's really designed in a way so you start to work with yourself. That's the first phase, that you work for yourself and you get to know the tool. Second phase is you start to teach one-on-one sessions and see with new eyes, looking at people with new eyes, what happens if I just look at this from a nervous system perspective. And the third is you start to teach it to groups and realize how you can manage a big group with one person. Using your own grounding and the group's grounding to regulate their nervous system. And that's why I really think it's a cool process to become a TRE provider, as we call it, or practitioner, as they call it in other modalities. Because even if you won't go to teach TRE, just knowing this and having done that process for yourself, you can be there for someone else in a different way. So anything you do, if you're
a teacher, yoga,
you will just do it something better because you will come from a deeper place in you, and then people will feel that safety and they can mirror your safety and start to feel better, right? And that took me many years to realize. I was like, wow, this teacher is really good, and I learned a modality and I was like, this modality is okay, but why did I feel so good with this teacher? Well, this was the quality that this teacher had. They were super motivated about it, and they felt safe in themselves, and they were sending that energy out. And that's what I wanted, right? But I didn't understand. So I went around and learned all kinds of modalities, which is still good to know. But that was really the quality I was looking after, you know, that safety and that connection to myself. And once you start to get that and teach from that place, you can teach anything and people will really get it, and they will be able to use it in a practical way.
Yeah, I mean, so we are both TRE providers, and now then you decided to go on and study to become the teacher trainer. But the TRE provider program for me is, my intention was not to work with people. For me, it was my own personal experience because I saw the transformation that it had in you. Doing the provider training, and we also knew that the personal development was a big part of the program. So we knew that going in, and I saw your transformation. And for me, it was, I mean, just the fact that learning that the nervous system is the key to my emotional responses, I mean, just that information alone, if I would have learned that and then walked away, it would have changed my life. But then going into the program and learning it even more with the personal development as the base of the whole program, it's just extraordinary. You will not be the same person when you start as when you come out. It's just, if you go for it and do it like 100% and devoted to work through whatever comes up, then you will be a completely different person in a good way.
Be who you really are.
Yes, you will be who you
really are, and not what you think you should be or anything. You really find home.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, that's also why it's the absolute base of our trainings, because we need to have the same language and speaking about what is actually going on and understanding what actually is going on. I mean, you will become, I mean, what if all parents could be TRE providers? And it does, they don't have to do the TRE, just understand the nervous system and navigating life and parenting from the nervous system. I mean, it would just completely change things. So for me, the tool is like secondary. I mean, I know that it's a, I mean, you will learn about yourself and heal yourself and have this magical tool that you can share and heal others. But for me, that was just absolutely secondary. For me, it was the personal transformation that I would go through as a person, and how much that would upgrade my life experience. Of course, I still get triggered, but it's, I mean, you just cannot compare to how it was before. And you learn so much, you study so much, and I mean, it's just, one of the most absolutely life transformative experience that I've come across. And that, yeah, I totally. And I can't not say it enough, like, and then you have this magical tool as well. So yeah, can't really recommend it enough. And yeah, we will do one cohort per year of the TRE provider training. It starts in October, so we're finishing the first cohort. Yeah, you're starting module three this weekend, but then in October you start the second cohort. We have 10 spots and applications are now open. So those 10 spots will sell out 100%. We already have more than 10 people that said that they are interested in the program. So if you really know that you want to do the program, head over to livingwiththespirit.com and find the TRE provider training. And there's an application form there that you can use. If you feel like, oh, this sounds interesting, what is this? I don't want to teach anyone. I'm not ready for that deep kind of 1 year commitment. But this sounds a little bit too interesting to just let it go. Then we will do more. So since this TRE module one is a standalone product, we will do multiple TRE one, module one during the course of the year. So before the October cohort starts, we will do at least one online module. So the next module one is May 13 and 14. Yeah, if you feel that that would be interesting, that's the deep dive to the personal tremors. You will be able to incorporate the TRE and the tremors into your own practice after you finish the module one. You will have the basic knowledge about the TRE and the nervous system and how it works. And you will also touch upon grounding and self-regulation. So it's like an immersive for yourself. So those applications are also available. Links are down here. You can find them a little bit everywhere. But if you can't find them, you just send us a message, and I will send you all the sign up links.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, and it's an amazing opportunity to really get to know yourself and work with yourself. And like Sarah said, you get the knowledge and you get a tool to actually do something about it. Many
Yeah.
times you just get the knowledge and we're like, okay, that's great, that helps me. But you actually get the tool that does it for you, and you don't have to make an effort. You just show up and allow your body to do this. So, those three two aspects in conjunction is really what I see TRE as, this revolutionary
Yeah.
tool that just releases tension from your body, and you get the experience and the know-how of what happens and how it happens, and it's just super empowering together.
Yeah, it's like your outlook on life changes in a positive way. It's like you can see what actually is going on. You go like, okay, okay, I get it now. Yeah. It's just so, so amazing. All right. And if you want to, if you feel like, okay, I don't want to do any trainings with other people, you just want the private session experience, that's also available. You can just message us and we'll set up a good structure. We have private mentorship programs. We have private sessions and things like that. There's all kinds of options. But yeah, that's it.
Have a beautiful Friday and we'll see you next week.
Yes. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.